One of the other new innovations are digital twins. What are digital twins? Digital twin technology is allowing us to engage with the digital model of a physical object or part just like we would with their physical counterparts. The potential use cases for digital twins in the logistics are vast. In the shipment sector, digital twins can be used to collect product and packaging data and use that information to identify potential weakness and recurring trends to improve future operations. Let's first understand in a very simple way, what is a digital twin? So let's say a digital twin of a wind turbine. A digital twin is a virtual model designed to accurately reflect a physical object. So it actually replicates a physical object, but it looks actually real, but it's a digital twin. The object is being studied when it is formed into a digital twin. Is outfitted with the various sensors related to vital areas of functionality. These sensors produce data about different aspects of the vital area of the physical object's performance, such as energy output, temperature, weather conditions, and more. This data is then relayed to a processing system and applied to the digital twin, digital copy. Once informed with such data, the virtual model can be used to run the simulation, imitation of a situation or a process, study performance issues, and generate possible improvements. So if you want to try on experimenting things in a logistic industry, people start using a digital twin. Like for warehouses, there are 3D models created or digital twin is created if they want to change the layout within the warehouse and want to experiment if this helps them to function more efficiently and effectively. A digital twin has been a big boom for experimenting things. Imagine you breaking down the entire warehouse and trying to put things in a different way. Rather doing that, they do it with a digital twin. They try experimenting and functioning the whole thing. And then when it is successful, they adapt to it in the actual physical warehouse. Warehouses and facilities can also use the technology to create accurate 3D models of their centers and experiment with layout changes. The layout changes to function efficiently or the introduction of the new equipments to see their impact risk-free. So this lands up being risk-free when they are trying to experiment. Logistic hubs are able to create digital twins and use those to test out different scenarios and increase the efficiency. Different scenarios is like in a crucial situation, how they can function better. On a very peak day of orders, they keep experimenting things on how they can function better when there are a lot of orders or a lot of returns happening, you know. In fact, to bring in a new equipment to help them function better. So logistic teams and hubs are using this digital twin copy to help them to understand the experiments basically. In fact, it also helps in the digital twin has been they inbuilt the data of the actual physical object and see and figure out with the help of AI that how they can perform better in a particular scenario, even if it's outside the warehouse or something. Delivery networks could use the technology to provide real-time information that will improve delivery times and that will improve the delivery times and further aid autonomous vehicles in their routes. So autonomous vehicle is a driverless vehicle. It does not need a passenger. In fact, it does not need a driver and a passenger to be driven, you know. So these digital twins can help to navigate, to help the autonomous vehicle navigate in such a way that they can have route optimization done. So this particular concept helps another AI concept, that is autonomous vehicle. IoT, Internet of Things. IoT is a connection of physical devices that monitor and transfer data via the internet and without the human interventions. So currently we are using softwares like Unicommerce and all, where the data is being updated by the humans. Sooner, with the with IoT coming into existence, even the data will not be updated by humans. It will actually automatically get updated, and at the real time it will show on 2-3 different physical devices, or as many physical devices connected to that particular software will get the update together. So suppose the inventory that you update now manually, you actually update, like, okay, what happens is, suppose you have 100 SKUs in a particular product, and if today 10 have been sold out, automatically they show 19 all the warehouses or the e-business marketplaces. So this is one of the examples, smallest examples of IoT that is done without human intervention. But still the human removes the invoices, still the order, the inventory update is done by the humans. All these tasks will also be eliminated, and it will be done by technology or AI. IoT in logistics enhances visibility in every step of the supply chain and improves the efficiency of inventory management. So this will bring in transparency and visibility at every step, with IoT coming into existence in every step, with robots coming in place, with inventory managed by drones. These are all the kind of IoTs, Internet of Things, that are actually getting in a evolved, you know, and with softwares also making it more automatic rather than having humans to intervene where there are errors possible. This will actually make it an error-free process for logistics industry. Integrating IoT technology into the logistics and supply chain industry improves and enables efficiency. Isn't that obvious? It improves and enables efficiency, you know, transparency, real-time visibility of goods, and conditions monitoring and fleet management. So these are the advantages that will actually happen with IoT coming into existence. Now, what is fleet management? Fleet management refers to all actions that need to take place to keep a fleet running efficiently, on time, and within the budget. It is a process used by fleet managers to monitor fleet activities and make decisions about proper asset management, dispatch and routing, and vehicles acquisitions and disposals. So generally for last mile deliveries, there is a fleet manager to manage the entire fleet to make sure that he uses the resources like fuel, the cars or the vehicles and the manpower in a very prudent way, where it is making the entire process more cost effective, efficient and effective. Connected IoT devices on parcels allows warehouses to track inventory, vehicles and equipments through cloud services. So there is a IoT device which is connected to a parcel, you know, which helps them to trace with the real time update, you know, where exactly the parcel is and the vehicle and the entire tracking of inventory and the route through cloud services, that is on the internet. It is directly updated on the internet at the real time effect. Containers management powered by the IoT also becomes easier through real-time monitoring. So the container management is also easier when there is IoT or the device put to give you a real-time monitoring of the container. Increasing fuel efficiency, implementing preventative maintenance. So they already, the IoT helps them to take, they are recording the issues or the problems that happen during the route while delivering, and they already start taking preventive measures for that. And making container operations proactive instead of reactive. So the container operations, when they know that there is supposed to be, suppose there is a bad weather condition, so the offloading and uploading of the containers might not happen. You know, IoT is already having these updates and they intimate the entire manpower to function accordingly. So instead of being reactive to a situation, they are now proactive because they are collecting data on the way in the process while the movement of the container or the parcel. There are a few examples I would like to explain you with help of what has, how IoT helping the companies. Grocery retailer Ocado's case, best online grocer, is also leading the way in terms of implementation of IoT to optimize their delivery processes. To manage the delivery fleet effectively, the brand equips delivery vans with a range of IoT sensors, logging valuable information such as the vehicle's location, wheel speed, engine revs, braking, fuel consumption, and concerning speed. The vans then stream back this data in real time and is later fed by Ocado's engineers into the routing system. So there's a, then all this data has been collected and then by these engineers, it has been put into the routing system. In the future, the selection of the best route will bear this information in mind. So when they, after collecting all this information, they are able to choose the best route to reach to the final customer. It will now take into account the challenges and the advantages of the prior routes. So when all this happens, when the collection of data happens, it takes the challenges and the advantages of the prior routes if the deliveries were done, as well as potential traffic jams and road closures, the day of the week or if there is a school holidays. Best parking locations and reducing the fuel consumption amongst the other things. Are you realizing? There is so much of data being collected and so intelligently being used for the future deliveries, which will cut down the cost of Ocados. The adoption of IoT not only offers benefits to retailers, customers also profit from the huge advantage. With adoption of new technology, consumers also obtain the ability to more closely monitor parcels to find out not only where they are, but also what is happening to them. So suppose there has been a damage of a very, very expensive parcel. These updates are also given to the customer with the help of IoT, making the use of IoT particularly exciting in the last mile deliveries. The Parcel Live is a postcard sized device. It's a device named Parcel Live that is put into the parcel at the point of the distribution, when the distribution is happening from the warehouse, as well as GPS tracking. It can also monitor everything from position of the parcel to the temperature and the light, meaning that those sending and receiving the parcel can see both where the item is and how it is being handled and en route, and whether it's been opened or not. All these live updates are possible with the help of this Parcel Live postcard size attached to the parcel. This is a big step from simply tracking the arrival of the product, and whilst realistically it's only the real applicable to high value, fragile and time temperature sensitive packages. So this kind of a product, this kind of IoT is being used especially for ones which are temperature sensitive, high priced products or fragile products. It shows the exciting new capabilities that the integration of IoT can bring within the home, IoT can bring into the supply chain and particularly the final mile. With products directly communicating with order systems when replenishment is required. It's already happening with Amazon's launch of Dash button last year, allowing customers to reorder goods at the point of use, but eventually such functionality will be built into the products themselves. Not that now that really is IoT bringing the supply chain into life, it is personifying the entire supply chain. So when the products are into use, they already get replenished with the help of Dash button. most of these kind of updates, if you want to know for IoT, you can attend online, or you can see the YouTube videos of Eid Delivery Expo that happens every year. Over there, speakers are coming and talking about how the new IoT is going to come and transform the logistic industry. They generally share insights and best practices on what the future has in store for fulfillment, and retailers can improve their operation strategies and performances to navigate the challenges times ahead. So you should take a chance and attend these kind of, if not physically, but do see the recordings. It might, if you are planning to get into a logistic industry or you are into logistic industry, this will take you a long way to adapt new strategies. Partnership between IoT startups and logistic companies are another big trend to watch. A recent example comes from Hapak Lloyd, which closed IoT startup GlobeTracker to power its new real-time container monitoring systems called Hapak Lloyd Live. IoT is a boon for the logistics and e-commerce industries, greatly reducing individuals' workload and helping to automate many previously menial time-consuming processes. So this is where IoT is really helping. All the menial jobs, all the time-consuming jobs, which are repetitive, they all are getting replaced by the help of IoT and AI, and that is making it efficient for the companies to work, cost-effective too, and it is also helping to deliver faster at every stage of supply chain. It also helps to identify patterns and devise algorithms to serve the customer better. So this is what IoT did. I just tell how Ocado, a company that helps to deliver, which is a grocery, a big e-tailer grocer, helps them to route to map the entire route and deliver better depending on how the, which day of the week it is, or is it the traffic jam or not jam. All this information helps them to deliver better to their customer. Supply chain visibility is no longer just a great thing for logistic companies to have now. It's becoming real time. This real time data is now more in demand by customers and carriers both. So I would say, may that be a very, just to explain you, may that be a very small order that you place on Zomato, that is rupees, maybe 500 rupees. You also want the real-time update whether your order is in the kitchen, cooked, packed, left by the delivery boy and in the transit. Or may that you be an exporter and there is an importer over there internationally. He wants a real-time update too about the order. You know, right from that, that could be worth 5 lakh rupees also. You know, any kind of an order now expects real-time update. May that be small or big. And with the help of IoT, we are able to deliver the real-time update about the order. Real-time supply chain visibility. New supply chain visibility startups are providing technology that promotes quick response to change by allowing companies to use real-time data. So there's a quick response to any kind of a change with the help of real-time data available. Such data includes like traffic patterns, weather, or a road and a port conditions, which are used to take actions and reshape the demand or redirect the supply and optimize the routes. So they are more proactive when IoT is in place to any kind of a situation that comes across while in the transit. That could be traffic jams, weather reports in a condition, or anything like that. Logistic companies that fully use integrated supply chains now reported to see 20% more efficiency than those without the integration. So the companies who are using the IoT as an advantage are reporting efficiency of 20% higher than that of the ones who are not using the integrated softwares. Where there was a gray area, I would say it this way. And how is this possible? Where there was a lot of gray area earlier, where companies, where the employees would say that due to bad weather conditions, we could not deliver or something like that. all of this is now eliminated with the help of IoT. And now people are able to deliver and work smarter, proactively to any kind of a consequence that comes in the transit during the delivery. Fleet management. Startups, I just explained you what is a fleet management. Startups like Fleet Route offer an IoT platform for companies to control and manage their fleet. So there are these websites and apps that help you to manage your entire fleet prudently, wisely, which can be more cost effective and efficient for the company too. Fleet Route offers the fuel management solutions to fleet managers by providing fuel consumption and wastage reports. There are different kind of reports you receive from all these kind of websites. But with Fleet Route, this is the kind of report that helps them that they can eliminate the wastage and make sure that it is used, the fuel is used prudently in future. The platform helps monitor the performance of the vehicle and sends critical alerts to the system using sensors and device embedded in the vehicle. So there is a sensor and a device embedded in the vehicle that helps them to give them data. The data is then analyzed, of course, along with the historical data in order to predict and plan the maintenance of the fleets. So this, they collect the data, these devices are plugged in, they collect the data and they help them to perform better in future and they can plan their deliveries accordingly. Fleet Route also offers route optimization and delivery solutions for the transportation of the goods. So the other services are like route optimization as I explained you. And then the transportation of the goods also. Blockchain. Blockchain is an open ledger of transactions distributed among the computers in a given network. The application of blockchain is very different, differently used by companies at different stages of supply chain. Since everyone on the shared blockchain has access to the same ledger of the transaction, there is a complete transparency which makes it impossible for users to hack or trick the system and thus eliminates the need for third-party involvement. So in blockchain, generally, you don't need any third-party involvement because there is complete transparency. Like there are contracts and agreements done through blockchain is to maintain that both the parties agree to that universal terms in the contracts and there is no third party required to it. Everything is transparent over there. In the logistic industry, this could make it much easier for different carriers or shippers to share sensitive data. Sensitive data like documents and some kind of legal papers. And companies could create trade finances and supply chain solutions. So there are also trade finances required. And this was, it became very easier with the help of blockchain to get it. Like that of Maersk and IBM's blockchain joint venture called TradeLens. So currently the TradeLens has shut down. Both the companies have chose to close down the company, but they had a very innovative purpose to look into. TradeLens uses a permissioned blockchain to offer immutability, privacy and traceability of shipping documents. Unlike open anonymous blockchains like those used for cryptocurrencies. On the TradeLens blockchain, members are the trust anchors and known to the network based on cryptographic identities. So this made it very easy for anybody to trade. There was trust. It's not an open network of people whom you're connecting with. And this is where TradeLens was helping. In fact, you will be surprised to know the world leader in coffee, Nestle, uses blockchain very innovatively. It goes down tracing the seed from the time of the germination, at the right, what climate it was when it was germinated, how conducive was the environment, from which farmer, from which location, till it got finally to the tables, to getting into grinding. Everything was able to be traced through Nestle. And with the help of this data, they could plan their next production or the right farmer that they could go to. So Nestlé uses blockchain very innovatively. In fact, in news, there has been a news about they actually tracking the code of their one of the competitors to understand where exactly these coffee beans were made and in what weather conditions and what conducive manure and everything was used for that. So Nestlé has been using blockchain very differently for their purpose. The blockchain in the logistic comes in the form of decentralized public system of record that documents all change in real-time record. With this data, companies can create a strategy to implement faster routes, eliminate unnecessary steps in the delivery process, reduce the errors, and save time. So, because of blockchain, they are able to do all these things because they have transparency and traceability of all the processes that happen in logistics. Blockchain decentralizes digital ledgers capable of improving the transparency of consumers, providing them with a chance to track the entire journey of their orders. I just explained you this thing. It also makes audits more transparent and improves the security by revealing the attempted frauds. So if there has been any fraud in the process, that also can be revealed with the help of blockchain. So basically, it's a platform where everything is transparent, where two different parties agree to whatever the data is available or the contract or the agreement, without a third party being involved in it. In fact, Nestlé could scan with the help of scanning the QR code, they could trace down all the data that is available in the blockchain. A smart contract is one application of blockchain in the logistics sector. Smart contracts let distribution firms reduce the red tape, automate the entire procurement process and remove the human errors. So with the help of the smart contract, they actually land up removing the human errors. A blockchain-based system also saves companies money and time as it eliminates manual paperwork. All these contracts and everything is put up in the cloud, and over there, the real time, everything has been taken care of. This makes the coordination of the documents easier. So nowadays, when I do contracts, even with the smaller companies, there is a software where the contract has been put up, where there is a digital sign put up by the company, and the company that I'm working in, they put up the digital signature. This platform agrees to the contract that has been signed, and they have to adhere to the terms of it. The US-based startup SteamChain offers a blockchain platform that simplifies payment process using its World Trade Logistics smart contract system. World Trade Logistics smart contracts enables B2B payments and prevents fraud by providing an immutable record of all the transactions. So basically, immutable means it cannot be changed, it's unable to be changed. So both the stakeholders in the contract are updated in live, and nobody can change the record, and they both have to adhere to it. WTL smart contracts help in minimizing currency fluctuations too. So because at times there is interchange of currencies, say India and US, it also minimizes the fluctuation in the currency cost. In addition to eliminating the cost of currency conversion also, as I just said. Freight tracking. The US-based startup ShipChain builds a logistic platform that leverages blockchain technology to support the end-to-end shipping process. So basically, this platform helps to take care of the end-to-end shipping process that could involve a lot of tasks. The platform allows all the stakeholders to track shipment location at every step of its journey. The platform also updates information regarding the estimated delivery time using encrypted public ledgers. The photocopies of the documents are uploaded into the platform after the delivery is complete, thus increasing the visibility and transparency of the goods in transit. Imagine the luxury of having everything transparent and also being updated at the real time. This has given a logistic industry another edge only. When these kind of companies come and they create such platforms and blockchain, really there is complete transparency maintained. There is no chance of any kind of fraud happening because of this. Big data analytics. Big data analytics provides actionable insights for improving warehouse productivity, performance management, and utilize for logistical resources. So basically, all the kind of performances that happens in warehouse, big data analytics helps you to perform better in all the processes in the warehouse. Logistic resources are like fuel, manpower. The data obtained from the monitoring position and the weather along with the fleet schedules help optimize the routes and delivery planning. So all the data that is being collected through the fleets and everything helps you to plan in future. I had explained to you earlier how this fleet management helps you to optimize the route, also use an efficient route if there is a traffic jam or anything like this happening. The analysis of market data supports the further optimization of supplier pricing, inventory levels, and the generation of risk management reports. So basically, this entire data, market data, helps us to work on the supplier pricing, which is who's giving us a better price and all of it, the inventory levels that have to be optimized and what is the best inventory level to be maintained, and the generation of risk management reports. So what are the risks involved? All this data we can get through big data and analytics. Moreover, advanced analytics provide insights that help identify anomalies. What are anomalies? Anomalies are something has deviated from the standard norm which has happened, which is actually not delegated to do. So that is called an anomalies, and offer predictive maintenance solution. So suppose there is an anomaly happening in a process. So what is the solution when something like this happens? With the help of data and analytics, you can do that. In fact, one of the best inventions happened, or applications that happened through blockchain, is the cold chain management. Another blockchain solution available in transportation management system is a cold chain management, which is useful when different temperatures need to be maintained at various checkpoints along the supply chain. For instance, perishable or temperature sensitive materials and products might need to be kept at a cool temperature in the truck, but a slightly higher temperature on the store shelves. With cold chain management, the temperature can be monitored across the entire supply chain, and the real-time information provided to the business and the regulators at the country of the origin. With the help of the cold chain management blockchain, we can get the entire, there are sensors to understand the temperature, and they get updates regularly, and they can accordingly plan in future, you know, the whole process a little more efficiently where there is less of loss. Digital supply chain. A digital supply chain helps companies to enjoy the benefits of interconnected supply chain partners. A completely digitized supply chain relies on intelligent and integrated digital solutions. It reduces the information delay to the near real-time levels, stops miscommunication, and is cost-effective. Now, how does the entire digital supply chain works? So ideally, a supply chain actually works in a linear flow. That is, from one stage to the next stage, it just keeps on following as per stage 1, stage 2, stage 3 in the entire supply chain. Suppose there is one vendor who has the raw material, the supplier. Then there is a vendor who picks up, the logistic company picks up the raw material, gives it to the manufacturer, into the manufacturer, then gives it to the production unit. After the QC, the production unit then takes the makes the production, goes to the warehouse, and there is logistic partner involved in every stage, you know. Then from warehouse it goes to the distributor, and then from distributor then it might go to the retailer or the end consumer. So this actually happens in a linear positions, one after the other. That is how supply chain happens. But when it is a digital supply chain, there are two advantages that the company gets. One is that it can have a more complex, interconnected, integrated supply chain. So instead of going in the linear position, it can go back and forth to the same supplier depending on the processes required for the product development or the production development, production, you know. At the same time, if by any chance in the regular supply chain, if any of the person involved or the stakeholders involved does any kind of a delay, it takes days and weeks to realize the delay happening as per the expected timeline, you know, deadline. But in the digital supply chain, suppose by any chance the production unit or the logistic company is dealing, the logistic company involved between the agent involved between the manufacturer and the production unit, or probably the supplier is doing the delay at the first stage itself, and that's the reason the domino effect follows in the entire linear process. You know, immediately they get an update about it. They don't get it after 6-8 weeks or something like that. They get it at the immediate level. Immediately the managers find an replacing supplier, you know. At the same time, the production is being made accordingly, you know, and this supplier has been eliminated. Everybody gets highly accountable when it comes to digital supply chain. This has made the whole supply chain functioning go more cost effective and efficiently for all the companies when there are too many people involved in the supply chain.